Shankara is teaching us is that whatever position we are, we appreciate and understand that this is our position, and we respect and we show that consideration to the next person. The example that was given from this hadith was that if a person is given a certain position like the imam, then nobody else should go and take his position. Or muazzin, for example, everyone can give azan, but because he's been designated, he's been appointed, then nobody else should go and take that position. So if everyone respects the next person's position, you'll find there'll be little, very little quarrels. Nobody will ask who you think you are to tell me. A man will see that, he'll look at the next person, see this person is more senior to me in age. Out of respect for the age of the man, he'll just keep quiet. Or a person will see that this is my parent, Allah Pak has made this person my father or my mother. The child won't back answer the parent because he appreciates that Allah Pak has made that person my parent. Or like that employee won't fight with his employer because he knows that Allah Pak has made this person my employer. And likewise, the other way also reciprocates. This person appreciates what that employee, the employee appreciates what the employee is doing for him and what effort he's generating. So he will also appreciate. So this is the beauty of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It covers all the different dimensions of one's life. How he will live, what he will live, how to respect the next person. So the hadith we did yesterday, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله فإن كانوا في قراءة سواء فأعلمهم بسنة. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person that will lead the people in salah will be the person that has the most amount of knowledge of Quran. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ سَوَعًا. And if they in this knowledge, if they have the same amount, فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ, then the one that has most knowledge of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي السُّنَّةِ سَوَعًا, if they are equal as far as this is concerned, فَأَقَدَّمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً, then that person that made hijrat first. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying, look and see and appreciate and look to see who has more qualities as far as deen is concerned and give that person preference. So here a person just made hijrat before you. So give him preference to be the imam. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَاءً, and if everyone is equal as far as hijrat is concerned, فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِنًّا, then the person that is the oldest, he should go forward out of respect for his age. Then this person should be given that respect and he should be made the imam. وَلَا يَأُمَّنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ, no person should make imamat in another place where somebody else has authority. Somebody else is in charge of making imamat. For example, we go to one masjid. Now we just decide that we want to go forward and perform the salah. Nobody should do this, except if you got permission from that imam of the masjid, or that muazzin of the masjid, or that person that is there, that person gives him permission, then this person may continue with that imamat. وَلَا يَقْعُدُ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ تَكْرِمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ, no person should sit in a person's house in his place of honor except with his permission. What it means is every person in his house, he's got some place that he sits, some head of the family, some father, somebody sits on a table in a certain place. Wherever it is that a person sits, Allah has given him that honor, respect that. Don't just go there and sit in the person's place. Even that level of respect our deen is teaching us, that where the man sits also, don't go and just take his place. Let him sit there, let him have that level of respect. So this is how far deen is going, to show us the utmost level of respect we should have for one another. Today's hadith, and who the same sahabi who was reporting, he says, قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَمْسَحُ مَنَاكِبَنَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would come and he'll pass his hands over our shoulders before salah. He would just pass his hands over our shoulders in order to make the saf straight. So much attention he would pay to see that the saf was straight. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself would go past and he'll touch the sahaba on the shoulders to try and correct them, to make that saf straight, to show the importance of, to show how important it is to have the saf straight in salat. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would say, Ishtawu wa la takhtalifu fatakhtalifa qulubukum, that make your safs very straight. Ishtawu, sometimes we hear it in the Imam al-Haram, they say the same words, istawu, but they say it stow, so they take out that alif and the sin just for the sake of ease on the tongue. But the actual words are istawu. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that straighten your safs and do not have any disparity between your safs. فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبُكُمْ, otherwise Allah Pak will call disparity, Allah Pak will cause disunity between your hearts. Because your safs are not straight, so because the effect of the safs not being straight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause disunity in the hearts. One point ulama explained from me, many people say that the main thing is the inside. If the heart is clean, it doesn't matter. whether a person has got the sunnat appearance on the outside, whether he's got a beard, whether he looks like a Muslim, whether he wears a topi, all that is not important, so long as the inside is important. Many of us might have heard people speaking like this. This hadith is showing us how the outside affects the inside. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, outwardly your shafs are not straight. What it will do? It will cause disunity of the hearts. Now one may ask, now what does disunity got to do with the shafs? But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that the outside, outwardly your shafs are not straight, inwardly it's affecting the hearts. The hearts are not getting united because you're not standing straight in salat. So this shows how important it is to stand straight and make sure that the shafs are straight. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لِيَلِنِّ مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَىٰ. That closest to me should stand the people of intelligence and the people of knowledge. In other words, if there's some mistake that the imam makes, now these people are close to the imam, they can correct him. Or for some reason, if for example imam's wuzu breaks, he needs to go and appoint somebody else. So he's got these people that are close to him. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people that should be close to me are those people of knowledge and wisdom. It also means, doesn't only mean that for salat, generally when you have a person of ilm, a person of knowledge, then the people around him also, the people that should be in his close circles, should be those people that are knowledgeable and those people that are wise. And generally any person for that matter, he should try and keep more the company of those that are knowledge and those people that have wisdom, because continuously they'll advise him in every aspect of his life, in his business, at home. But if he keeps foolish people around him, or he's in the company too much of women, then this is not very healthy for that person. His thinking also gets deviated. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that now close to me in the saf should be standing those people of knowledge and wisdom. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ They are after those that are next in rank, those that are of lesser knowledge, lesser wisdom. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ They are after those that are less in rank. Here again this hadith is showing us so much of tartib. We look at it just coming to the masjid, which foot we got to enter, what dua we got to read, where we must stand in the first saf, how we must stand in the safs, then who should stand closest when you're leaving, which foot you should leave, what dua you should read. Just by entering and leaving the masjid, you see how much discipline there is there in Islam. Teaching us so much of discipline, that don't just do things haphazardly. Do things with order, do things with certain type of methodology, certain types of thinking. That a Muslim is one that is thinking all the time, then can you imagine just entering the masjid, standing in the safs, leaving the masjid, how careful a person should be as far as how he parks is concerned, how he drives is concerned, how he behaves himself in the public world is concerned. If so much attention is paid just by entering and leaving the masjid, every aspect of a person's life, he should pay that attention, where he sits, how he sits, what he does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing all this aspects in our life. They seem simple, but they take a person very far away. These are the refined points, like the refinement you find in anything that beautifies it. This beautifies a person when he has this level of refinement. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.